The Dalai Lama has been in Prague to attend the 20th annual Forum 2000 conference. However, the visit by the Tibetan spiritual leader has sparked a row among senior Czech politicians, with the president's spokesman lashing out at the culture minister for receiving the Dalai Lama on Tuesday morning. Jan Velinker has the details.
Tibet spiritual leader the Dalai Lama is no stranger to the Czech capital, a close friend to former President Václav Havel. He travelled here on numerous occasions, the last time shortly before Mr. Havel's death in 2011. On Monday, the Dalai Lama arrived in Prague from Slovakia, where he had met with President Andrej Kiska at the weekend. He will not meet with the president here. In the past, still as a candidate, the current head of state, Miloš Zeman, made clear he saw no reason to meet with the spiritual leader, indicating at that time things would be different if the Dalai Lama was a big investor. Instead, since assuming office, the president has pursued and promoted increased economic ties with China and was criticized early into his presidency for what was widely seen as a remarkably slavish approach. In fact, official invitations to Prague dried up with Mr. Havel. His immediate successor, Václav Klaus, saw no reason to invite the Dalai Lama either. And that is not to say the spiritual leader is not welcomed by others in the Czech Republic, not least those close to the late Havel or supporters in favor of Tibet. He was greeted by a crowd in Prague on Monday who came to hear his message, many waving Tibetan flags and lifting banners in support.
Brothers and sisters, I'm extremely happy to come here and meet you.
Later, the Dalai Lama told Czech TV that countries which met with China discussed primarily economic questions and that human rights came only far down the list. In his view, economic issues, though, are not enough. The Dalai Lama again.
I think for them it is good. More economic prosperity, more development. But long run, economy alone, no guarantee to bring inner peace.
In an interview recalling Mr. Havel, also the Dalai Lama expressed the view that the late president's ideas and ideals had survived his death and would live on well into the future. And on Monday, he also met with Mr. Havel's widow, former First Lady Dagmar. On Tuesday, the Dalai Lama then met with Culture Minister Daniel Herman in what was labeled ahead of time a private event, presumably not to raise the ire of Chinese representatives who, for example, protested the Dalai Lama's meeting in Slovakia with President Kiska. That did not shield Minister Herman from criticism by the Czech president's spokesman Jiří Ovčáček, however. He tweeted that in meeting with the Dalai Lama, the minister had, quote, chosen media fame ahead of the interests of the Czech Republic and its citizens. By contrast, the culture minister told the Dalai Lama himself it was, quote, a great honor to meet and to be able to discuss spiritual values.